This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Yossi Klein Halevi was born in New York and immigrated to Israel as a young man. In a region riddled with generational conflicts, Klein leans on his Jewish faith in a new book, Letters to My Palestinian Neighbors. Klein joined me late last year during a visit to Cincinnati to talk about it. Yossi Klein Halevi, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, truly a pleasure, Michael. Thanks
it's,
for having
it's
me.
Great to have you. This book focuses on a relationship that many of us are familiar with, either superficially or quite deeply.
So for those who love Israel, Israel's a symbol of hope. Here's a people that was down and out. You know, you couldn't be more defeated than the Jews were in 1945. And then 3 years later, there they are having this incredible renaissance and rebuilding. And so that's the positive narrative. For those who oppose Israel, it represents the final gasp of Western colonialism in the Middle East. It's not a stirring story at all. And so I obviously have chosen a side. I became an Israeli. I threw my lot in with Israel. I feel that it is the great Jewish adventure of all of Jewish history. This notion of a people coming back together again and reassembling its shattered pieces. At the same time, I understand that a tragedy happened through the fulfillment of my people's dreams. And I'm trying to be as neutral as possible because my book really unpacks the moral implications from both sides. And so I think that this is one of the great stories of humanity and one of the most entangled at the same time.
You've given us a lot to chew on with all those answers and explored the different levels of approach that people can take in attempts to understand it and to fall on one side or the other or to be more neutral as you're trying to be in our conversation today. But I'm wondering what you, someone who is so immersed in that culture, becoming an Israeli, what do you think of just the average American who has this really strong opinion? What do you think they mostly get wrong?
Well, there's a tendency, let's say, on the side of Israel's most passionate supporters to overlook the tragedy of the Palestinians, to accept in a blanket way all aspects of Israeli policy. And I, you know, emotionally I understand that because we're so embattled. Our existence is called into question in a way that no other country's existence is. So that's on the pro-Israel side. I think our camp needs more nuance. And on the anti-Israel side, I think that there is a tendency to a failure to distinguish between being concerned for the Palestinians and accepting at the same time the legitimacy of Israel's existence. The fact that Israel is the only country in the world whose legitimacy is consistently called into question is maddening for Israelis. And it has driven many Israelis to the right, because what Israelis will say is, listen, if we're back to square one, where Jewish existence is the problem, then we might as well be as tough and as uncompromising as we need to be. And so this book that I wrote is really an attempt to reach out to my neighbors and to explain who we are as a people, who I am, why I am your neighbor, why Jews came from Yemen and Morocco and Iraq and Poland and Ethiopia and Russia and some of us from America, why we came home, why we believe it's home, but why, for me, it's crucial that this little land be home, be a safe home for both peoples.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. My guest today is Yossi Klein Halevi. He's a best-selling author with a new book, Letters to My Palestinian Neighbor. I want to talk about that word that you just referenced, neighbor, because it tends to elicit a friendly relationship. Not always, of course, but mostly we use that word in a way that elicits an idea of friendship, or at least congeniality and cordiality. How do you explore that word?
That's great.
In the context of this country?
It's a great question, because I actually begin the book, Dear Neighbor, and acknowledging immediately from line one how strange it is for an Israeli and Palestinian to regard each other as neighbor when we actually are, in some sense, the incarnation of each side's worst historical nightmare. You know, Palestinians look at us and see colonialism. We look at the Palestinians and the Arab world as the latest genocidal threat to the Jewish people. And so between colonialists and genocidalists, where's the neighborliness? And of course, we're farther apart than ever before. And so this is an attempt to, if not quite normalize the relationship, to at least solicit a response. And I wrote the book to a generic neighbor, Dear Neighbor. I did not have anyone specifically in mind, but I invited Palestinians to respond. The book was translated into Arabic and published in Arabic the same day that it came out in English, and offered for free downloading in Arabic. And I've gotten several thousand responses, not only among Palestinians, across the Middle East. And in the new edition of the book, the paperback edition, which came out recently, there's now a 50-page epilogue of letters from Palestinians to their Israeli neighbor.
Wow.
And many of these are difficult letters for me to read as an Israeli, but necessary to read. And the book now models a conversation, a totally improbable conversation, between people who have opposing narratives on just about everything. You think you have problems in this country, and you do. I don't minimize that. But we can't agree on the most basic facts. I got a letter from a Palestinian recently, an 8-page letter, saying that everything I wrote in my book is a lie. The Jews have no real connection to this land. They have no real history. The Holocaust is a gross exaggeration. And then he ends the letter by saying, sir, I would be honored to meet with you.
Wow.
So I took him up on it, and we had lunch recently. And it was so moving to me, because when you look at somebody, you look somebody in the eye, and you're sitting with that person, and you suddenly realize not just the basic humanity of the other person, that's easy, but more deeply that this person's not really my enemy. What he was really saying to me in his letter, and he made that clear in our personal conversation, he said, look, you wrote this book, you gave me a version of Israel and Zionism and Jewish history, which is the opposite of everything that I've ever read in Palestinian media, in my books. We see no legitimacy to your story. For us, you're just a religion, you're not a people, you're not a nation. You have no legitimacy here. And then you put out this book telling a completely different narrative that I've never encountered. Explain it to me. Tell me why the narrative that we have on our side about you is incomplete. And when I realized that that's what he was doing, that it was an overture, he was responding to my book. I couldn't have asked for more than that. Okay, it was a hard response, but it was an opening rather than a shutting of the door. And that, for me, that's what this book is about. The book is actually more a project than a book. I have a website in English and in Arabic, letterstomyneighbor.com, which is constantly being updated, responses that I'm getting from around the Arab world. And I try to respond to the letters that I get. And it's an attempt to try to model a different kind of conversation. For the last 100 years, which is how long this conflict has gone on, Arabs and Jews, Palestinians and Israelis have really been trying in some way to vanquish the other side's narrative. I'm going to prove that everything you're saying is a lie. you know, yeah, you think you're a national liberation movement, you Zionists, you're actually just a colonialist movement. Or you Palestinians say that you have the right to this land. Well, here's the real story. And so what I'm trying to do is have a conversation in which each side acknowledges the presence, the legitimacy of the other side. And then we can argue about anything and everything, which we do. But the starting point needs to be each side is here to stay in this land. And neither, just as neither people is disappearing, neither narrative is going away either. So how do we live with a contradictory narrative that where we can't agree what happened with the founding of Israel in 1948, what happened in the Six-Day War in 1967, why did the peace process fail in the year 2000, why is there still no peace? We disagree about everything. And yet, what I'm trying to show in my book is that it is possible for people who see the world, who see their reality in such opposing ways, to try to listen to the other side. And I hope that that will have resonance or meaning for people in other situations in other parts of the world.
The name of the book is Letters to My Palestinian Neighbor. The author is Yossi Klein Halevi. Yossi, thanks so much for taking some time with us.
Much obliged.
That was Yossi Klein Halevi speaking with me earlier. His book, Letters to My Palestinian Neighbors, is available now wherever books are sold. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.